Chris Meek is a Democratic candidate running for New Hanover County School Board. Chris Meek, thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What in your professional or educational background qualifies you to serve on the school board?
I've been an educator for the last 26 years, and I'm currently still a teacher in Oswego County. I have an extensive educational background or education in political science, education leadership, history and education. I currently hold a 6-year advanced certificate, which is a postmaster certification in a PhD program in education leadership, or actually the title of this program was Leadership in Education Administration.
And what grade do you currently teach, Mr. Meek?
I teach high school civics, so there's no one particular grade that I teach.
There are allegations that both New Hanover County board members and school administration mishandled complaints about teachers sexually abusing students. So if you win a seat on the board, how do you plan to increase the public's trust in the school system?
I've put forth the idea of engaging an outside public agency, possibly out of SBI or the Attorney General's office, to set up a complaint hotline that can be investigated independently of New Hanover County, because beyond that particular, those particular complaints, there have also been accusations, founded or unfounded, that the other investigative agencies might have participated in some of the cover-ups. So to keep everything above board and to allow proper investigation to be handled, be done, where there can be no perceived bias, I would like to have some kind of an agreement with the one of those, either SBI or the Attorney General's office. And who knows, this might be a pilot program that could be expanded into other counties.
As evidenced by some recent board meetings, the working relationship between some of the members are somewhat contentious right now. So if you're elected, how will you work with someone who doesn't necessarily agree with what you're thinking?
As a legislator at any level, you really need to go into your position as with the idea that you're not going to agree with everybody, but to be open to listen to other views and ideas. I've served on the board of directors for NCAE, and in those meetings, we've had very similar situations where people don't see eye to eye, and you know, you have to listen to ideas and be willing to you know, look at your own ideas and see the flaws in them, and be able to adjust as needed, because no one person is absolutely right 100% of the time.
What model do you currently support for the school system here in New Hanover County? Meaning, would you want to return to online only, or a hybrid model, or all in-person classes?
If the single decision was up to me, I would say rely on the plan A, the online only. I know there's a lot of contention about that, both from the educator aspect and the parental aspect, and it's very understandable. However, when the CDC has recommended not to return to normal unless you have a 5% positivity rate, and currently our county is at a 9% positivity rate, do we really want to risk the health of our students, their families, and our staff to alleviate people's frustration? You know, I know it's a very difficult situation. It's not an ideal situation. However, it's what we're being dealt with, and we want to handle it in the most safe and prudent way possible.
And you are obviously a teacher right now. So how do you feel personally about being a teacher in the classroom?
Well, fortunately, I do work in an online environment. I work for Onzo Virtual School, and we've been using an online platform for the last 4 years. So in Onzo County, it was not very difficult for us to transition from face-to-face in person to a face-to-face online. I think that New Hanover County, it was poorly planned and poorly executed. I think that, you know, the teachers are in desperate need of professional development in virtual learning and delivering virtual instruction. From what I understand, some are doing a phenomenal job and some are struggling. And it's all because there is no common platform for them to use. There's no common training for them to use. There's no way for them to network to get support. Technical support, it would be haphazard because of the different platforms that are being used. So if I was teaching in New Hanover County at the moment, I would probably be pulling my hair out.
If the cases got down to 5%, would you support some sort of partial in-person classes, or will you just have to wait to determine when we reach that benchmark?
If we were at a 5% and it remained consistent, then I would return. I would like to see a gradual return to in-person instruction. You know, and I say gradual because there's no vaccine, there's no guarantee that this is going to go away. So if I see that the public has this under control, then it would be safer to return. It would be safer to return to the classrooms. But again, you really have to wait to see how things are going between now and then. Like I said, if it was I could see a steady decline and a flatlining. I would absolutely support return to class, but if it's a up and down type thing, I would be a little bit hesitant.
And say you get elected, Mr. Meek, and after year one in office, what's the policy or decision that you'd like to see voted on and passed in the county schools?
In what manner?
I mean, do you want to see a redistricting policy? Is there some type of shoring up the transparency process around complaints? Is there something, new program that you'd like to see brought to the school system? Is there something specific that you would like to see change in the county school system?
The transparency and the complaint system are currently being addressed, but the one thing that this whole pandemic thing has exposed is our woeful technology plan. The technology plan that we have in place has really exposed the flaws in our system. And I would like to investigate the opportunity to bring to the county a technology plan that, although you never want to plan for a pandemic or Florence, to have that in place and actually being used as a supplement to in-class instruction. So if an emergency like this ever occurs again, we can easily transfer from the face-to-face in class to an online environment. And that really takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of investigation and looking at the best possible platform for that. Like I said, I've been using it for the last 4 years up in Onslow County, and we've been very successful. I mean, currently I do face-to-face instruction online with my students, and I get about 90% of participation.
And how does it work with students that aren't as privileged or they don't have reliable access to internet? How do you reach those students? Or if you are a board member, how would you increase that access to all students in the county?
Well, I'll go with what my experience has been in Onslow County, because that's where I'm getting these ideas from. AT&T and Spectrum provided hotspots for those students who were in need in areas where broadband access was not readily available. And I would like to see our county partner with those tech companies to provide that hotspot access. And the hotspot access can be limited to just the school system. So in case anybody was worried about any inappropriate activity. There are ways to focus specifically on what access students have with that remote access. So I would like to see that be brought into the county.
Well, Mr. Meek, that's our time. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.